So let's close from James 4. This is just a beautiful passage and very convicting. Every time I read it, I'm like, oh, man. What is causing quarrels and fights among you? Don't they come from the evil desires at war within you? You want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. Well, that sounds like rioting, doesn't it? You are jealous of what others have, but you don't get it, so you fight and wage war to take it away from them. Yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. And even when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. And you want only what will give you pleasure. You adulterers, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again, if you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. Do you think the scriptures have no meaning? They say that God is passionate, that the spirit he has placed within us should be faithful to him, and he gives grace generously. As the scriptures say, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Let there be tears for what you have done. Let there be sorrow and deep grief. Deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter and gloom instead of joy. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up in honor. Holy Father in heaven, this passage speaks to me. James is writing to me. There's a part of me that wants the world, that still has a foot in the world, and yet I allow it to happen. And Lord, I don't want that. I'm doing what I don't want to do. And Lord, I take this to heart this morning, Lord. Help me to humble myself. Humble me, Lord. God, I know that you oppose the proud. And Lord, I just want to be in your good grace. Help me to resist the devil. Help me to wash my hands and purify my heart. Lord Jesus, let it not be said. Let it not be said that I'm working for the devil. Let it not be said that I'm not doing as you please. Lord, we come to you this morning with all these great words. And I thank you so much for what you've taught us this morning. And Lord, I lift up Psalm 51 as a prayer to you. And most of us know this is a psalm for the choir director, a psalm of David regarding the time Nathan, the prophet, came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. It was clearly a low of lows in David's day. And Lord, I know that this prayer that he spoke to you applies just as much to us today, because we've all been adulterers. We have sinned against you, Lord, as individuals and as a nation. We have forgotten you, Lord, and we have strayed from you. And Lord, help us to find our way back. Help us, Lord, to cleanse ourselves and team up and gather together with other believers in repentance and weeping and tears. So with this, I pray, have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion. Blot out the stain of our sins. Wash me clean from my guilt. Purify me from my sin, for I recognize my rebellion. It haunts me day and night. Against you and you alone have I sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. For I was born a sinner, yes, from the very moment my mother conceived me. But you desire honesty from the womb, teaching me wisdom even there. Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Oh, give me back my joy again. You have broken me. Now let me rejoice. Don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and make me willing to obey you. Then I will teach your ways to rebels, and they will return to you. Forgive me for the shedding blood. I'm sorry. Forgive me for shedding blood, O God who saves. Then I will joyfully sing of your forgiveness. Unseal my lips, O Lord, that my mouth may praise you. You do not desire a sacrifice, or I would offer one. You do not want a burnt offering. The sacrifice you desire is a broken spirit. You will not reject a broken and repentant heart, O God. Look for favor on Zion, on our church in North America, and help her. Rebuild our walls of Jerusalem and those in our nation today. Then you will be pleased with sacrifices offered in the right spirit, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will again be sacrificed on your altar. Lord, we took so much in today. We learned so much about what you've done in your nation, Israel, what you've done in your church in Acts, and now what we have before us, the work we have. Lord, everything David said, Lord, I prayed that prayer. I prayed that prayer as David did. And Lord, I want to honor you. I want to please you. And Lord, I know that what everyone on this call wants, that we are together united over this nation. We are calling from all points. And Lord, I just pray that you hear our voice. As Daniel said, hear our voice, listen to us. Lord, we seek you. We seek you to move your spirit among us. Give us the courage. Give us the boldness. Help us to do all that you called us to do. Lord, you've gifted us. You've given us such talent and gifts. And Lord, I just want to pursue you with everything you've got, everything you've given us, all the strength, Lord, you've given us. Lord, help us. Help us to do what you've called us, what you've led us, and what you've given us courage to do. We thank you, Jesus, for all that you do. Lord, we pray for the Bible team and for this next year. We pray for the United Saints of America. We pray, Lord, that you bring people to the field. Bring the harvesters, Lord. Bring those that are willing to read. Bring those that need you and desire you, that they might know true discipleship, that they might know your word, that they might come clean, Lord, in your eyes, and join us. Lord, bring the harvester, Lord. We need, you know, we can say things, and we can say all the great things we have in our mind, but Lord, we know it's your heart, it's your spirit that changes hearts, that changes their minds and brings them to us to work together. Lord, we want to welcome them into our arms from all kinds of denominations, Lord. I don't care, Lord. If they have a heart for you, if they have a heart for seeking Jesus, I want them to work together with them, Lord, that we might join together in this call to serve you. In Christ's name, amen.